The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Samaches. The Gemara Masechtas Nida on Daf Samach Zayinam Beis clears the following shaila. Iboilu, Isha Mao Shetochov Balaila, the Titful Balaila. Is a woman allowed to make a chafifa on the night that she is going to the mikvah? Rashi explains, the Gemara Shaila is she allowed to make the chafifa after it's already Zman, which is Roy Letzfilah? If she makes the chafifa during the day, so then she obviously is not going to be rushed to go ahead and to make the chafifa, because she can't be tevel until it becomes night. So in that situation, she's not in a rush, and since she's not in a rush, so in Melech she's going to make a good chafifa. The Gemara's shaila is, may she make a chafifa after it's already night? It's already a zman, which is roi letfila, and therefore there's a chashash that she might rush the chafifa in order to be tevel and to get home as quickly as possible. And the Gemara on today's daf introduces the concept of samuch lechafifa tefillah, that chafifa should be done as close to the tefillah as possible, because the closer the chafifa is to the tefillah, the less chashash is that she's going to end up getting a chatzitza after she's chafif, before she's actually tevel. And the Gemara's maskana is hilchasa isha chafef ziyayin tevelas malayla. The halach is a woman who's chafif by day and she's tevel at night. That hilchasa sounds like the correct zman chafifa is by day. The hilchasa isha lechafif tochef ela belayla, that the correct zman chafifa is dafka by night. Kasha hilchasa lekasha hada efsher hada leyefsher. So machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds la halacha the ikar chafifa b'yom, that the ikar zman her royal chafifa is during the day, that a woman should not rush. Will could be kachor v'yetzahar to rush, because she can't go to the mikveh anyway until it gets dark, and therefore the chafifa will be done with mesimus and will be done properly. Tosfos argues and learns faket that ikar chafifa b'layla, that the correct, he brings from the shultas, Tosfos brings from the shultas, that's the day of Rav Yishayna, the ikar chafifa ikar chafifa b'layla, the chafifa should be samuch l'tfila, in order that she should not get dirty after the chafifa, while she's waiting from the finishing the chafifa until night, until it comes to the zman tefila. If one looks at Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadites, so the mechaber passes like the shiltas. The mechaber paskins chafifa tzricha liyos lechatchila samuch l'tfilasa. That chafifa should be done lechatchila right before the tefila, like the shiltas, like shit satosis. Samuch chafifa tefila, that lechatchila the chafifa should go be done right for tefila. In that way, there's no opportunity for her to get any new chatzitzas. And then the mechaber brings two minhagim. Haminik hakosher, the best way to go about it is shetaschal lofa b'yom v'isekas bechafifa adre techshach, that she starts with chafifa during the day. In other words, shkia time, and she does chafifa throughout the entire ben hashmoshes, and she finishes a chafifa at night, and then she's tevel. By starting with b'yom and doing the chafifa through ben hashmoshes, so then one gains that we no longer have Rashi's chashash, and we have the ikra din, we have tesis, she'll be tevel right when she finishes the chafifa. But by starting with b'yom, starting at a zman which is not roy for tefila, so then in such a case, she's taking care of both chashashes. She can't rush because she's starting too early to be tevel, and she'll be tevel right away. So that's the minhag hakosher, the mechaber says, start mibayim, start shkia time, go until tzeisik hachavim, and that way we fadin both chashashes. V'chein minhag kosher, another minhag kosher, and this minhag kosher is to strengthen the shita of tzeis and the shiltas, and that is the alfi shechafa ish the chafifa at home, ish the chafifa at night, tisa ima misrek lebeis tefila v'tisrek shom. The ish does the chafifa at home, she goes to the mikvah and she recombs in the mikvah building, and as we said 2 days ago in Shir, that chafifa has to be done, the hair has to be combed when it's wet from warm water. And therefore, what the Mechaber is saying on a practical level is that even if she took the bath and she did all her achanas at home, but when she gets to the mikveh building, she should re-shower, re-comb, and that way, she'll mamish have the sabal chafifa tefila, the spitz, that is not going to be a chashash of chatzitzis after the chafifa. The Mechaber goes weiter, in Siv Dalet, Chal tefilasa mitzoy Shabbos, she efshel lochav b'boi doim, tochav b'leil tefilasa. That if the tefillah comes out of mitzoy Shabbos, so she can't be chayfah during the day, so she's chayfah b'leil tefilasa. According to the Mechaber's Shita, who pats like the Shiltas, really this is a straightforward halacha. In other words, that she is being chayfah b'layla kidina. The only thing we're giving up over here is the minikasher, but she's being chayfif b'layla kadina, because the Mechaber holds that ikar chayfif b'layla. In Siv Hey, the Mechaber says that the tefillah is down low tefillah b'layl Shabbos, and tefillah comes out on Friday nights, so tochuf b'yoyim, so then she does the chayfifa on Friday afternoon. This is the lay-efsher of the Gemara. In other words, since she can't be chayfif at night, so therefore she will be chayfif miba'id yayim, and she'll have to make sure that she doesn't become dirty between the chafifa and the tefillah. The Ramah in Siv Dalet, where it talks about tefillah mitzvah Shabbos, so the Ramah says, u'mikol makin minig yofahu shetirchetz heitev erev Shabbos, that it's a minig yofet to be reichetz heitev on erev Shabbos, uve mitzvah Shabbos tachzer v'tochah v'tisser k'ba'at, that the minig yofet is, it's a good minig, that she should go ahead and be reichetz very well on erev Shabbos, and on mitzvah Shabbos, she goes ahead and she recombs. In other words, she divides the chafifa. It sounds from the Ramot, the main chafifa is being done with Beid Yom on Friday, and the mitzvah Shabbos, she showers and recombs in the mikveh building. So the shayla is, l'chayra, if ikka chafifa is belayla, so what's this chafifa on Erev Shabbos? So now you could say, well, at least we can get some sort of das rashi. Let her do something when she's not rushed, when she's not under pressure to be table. But it sounds from the Ramah that she's doing more on Erev Shabbos than she's doing on Mitzoy Shabbos. So the Taz and the Siddur Taira already addressed the shayla, and the Taz basically explains that even though Ikar Chafifa Belayla, but since Lamaisa she washed herself on Erev Shabbos, which is not so far from the Tila, so when she goes ahead and she just showers and combs Mitzoy Shabbos, it stells two together, the two parts, and the Ramah is of course still going Ikar Chafifa Belayla, but since she's clean from the Friday Chafifa, so therefore, and what she's doing for the minute kosher, that she shouldn't be rushed when she does the Chafifa, so then it's enough to go ahead and just complete it with a little bit washer and combing Mitzvah Shabbos. But Avada, the Ramah is in agreement that Ikar Chafifa Belayla, and that is the Shita of the Mechaber with the Ramah and the Taz. The Shach over here by Riches Godel paskins like Rashi. And the Shach paskins halacha l'maisa, the Ikar Chafifa b'yayim. The Shach paskins Ikar Chafifa b'yayim. And therefore, when a tefillah comes out of Mitzvah Shabbos, taka, the main chafifa she's doing on Friday afternoon. Because we don't want a woman to go ahead and be chafif, bilel tefillasa, because of the chashash of the besa. And therefore, the ikar chafifa she's doing is on Friday during the day, when she's not mehumah lebesa. And Mitzvah Shabbos, she goes ahead, and she's chafif ma'at, she's tisrik and talk of ma'at, the reason being, again, to be chashish for the other shita, to be chashish for the shita of the shiltz. Now, in a regular situation, L'chayr does not touch a big nafkamina l'halacha, whether the lumdus of this Friday afternoon main chafifa and Mitzoy Shabbos tachof ma'at, whether the pshat is we're going like Rashi or we're going like Tosis. Because both of them seem to be in agreement, according to the Ramah, that the ikar rechitz is b'yayim, and then Mitzoy Shabbos, she's tachzer, the tisrek mat, she recombs and she showers and she recombs on Mitzvah Shabbos. Both the shach and who paskins like Rashi and the Ramah, who Taz and the Ramah for sure, who holds like Taisvis, they're in agreement of what the woman should be doing. However, there are two cases where there could be a nafkamina between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Taisvis. The Ramah says in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in Or Chaim, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Tevelos Bilel Yud Av, if a woman is going to the mikveh on the night of Yud Av, so Mutala Lirchas Be'erv Tisha B'Av in the Efshel Lirchas Bilel Yud, she's allowed to go ahead and prepare for the mikveh on Erev Tisha B'Av if it's impossible for her to prepare to wash herself on Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. That's what the Ramah says. She's going to mikvah on Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. So if she can prepare Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, that's the best. If she can't, we allow her to go ahead and wash herself, prepare herself on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, it sounds from the Ramah that if she is able to do everything on Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, she does everything Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, and she doesn't do anything on Erev Tisha B'Av. Even though on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, she does Rechitza on Erev Shabbos, and she only completes her Rechitza on Mitzvah Shabbos. But if a lady is going to the mikvah on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, the mashmois of the Ramah is that if she can, she does everything on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. And the Pshat's Pashat. The Pshat is, because Erev Tisha B'Av is 9 days. In the 9 days, we have a minik not to be Rechitz, not to bathe the entire 9 days. Mitzvah Tisha B'Av doesn't have the full chaymer of the 9 days, even though our minig is that we extend the surah of the 9 days until Mitzoy Tisha B'Av at until Yud Av B'Chatzos, but that's a later minig, and that minig does not have the same severity. So, according to the Ramah, who holds Ikar Chafifa B'Layla, so her Zman Chafifa is Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. We're not going to go ahead. And Mitzvah Tisha B'Av isn't such a strong Isra Chitza. The Isra Chitza is not as strong as it is Erev Tisha B'Av. Memela, just for this minute kasher, so to say, to be Chayshish V'Shitas Rashi, we're not going to go ahead and push away the Isra Chitza of the 9 days. Better, this time she shouldn't be Chayshish for this extra Chashashim Humul Abesa. And she should and not be Deicha the Isra Chitza of the 9 days. That's the Pshat in the Ramah. And the Bir Aloch over here says that there are Muslim Shitasa. Because the Ramah is Ikka Chafifa B'Layla. So therefore we can L'chatchila push off the Chafifa until Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. But according to the Shach, that the Shach says, Ikka Chafifa B'Yayim, so this woman, her Ikka's Man Chafifa is an Erev Tisha B'Av. So since her Ikka's Man Chafifa is an Erev Tisha B'Av, so the Chazal Misaka for the wash. So Balti Misaka for the wash in Erev Tisha B'Av, she'll do the Rechitza on Erev Tisha B'Av, and just complete it on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. And later on, the Mishabur is Seisim, like the Shach, like the Bir Locha. The Hainu, that if a woman goes to Mikvah on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, so then she should go ahead and be Reichitz on Erev Tisha B'Av, even though the Isser Rechitz on Erev Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than the Isser Rechitz on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, because that's her Ikka Zman Chafifa, that's what Chazal was Mesakin for, and since that's her Ikka Zman Chafifa, and that's what Chazal was Mesakin for, so in Mela, she has a chiyuv to reichitz b'yayim, and that's deicha, the minig of not being reichitz during the 9 days. And the emes is that in Gesher Chaim is a bigger chiddush. The Gesher Chaim has a situation where a woman is in a velus rachman al-Islam, and she's getting up from Shiva on Shabbos morning, and she's scheduled to go to the mikvah on Mitzvah Shabbos. So the shayla is the same shayla. Should she prepare for the mikvah on Friday when she's actually sitting Shiva? Now, there's the case of Tisha B'Av. So there it's a minik. The Isra Chitza on Erev Tisha B'Av is a minik. Over here, B'Shasta Shiva Simei Avelis. So the Isra Chitza B'Shasta Shiva Simei Avelis is Me'ikar Adin. So about the Isra Chitza on Friday is Me'ikar Adin. Mitzvah Shabbos, when Shiva's over, so then either there is no Isra Rechitza, or it's a minig, Ba'alma of Isra Rechitza, could be the Atziurim, where there is no minig to have an Isra Rechitza, but Al-Kopalim, the worst case, Mitzvah Shabbos is a minig Ba'alma. Zok the Gesher HaChayim, that halacha l'maisa we pass like the shach, and therefore the Yeshiva Chaim paskins that you should go ahead and make the chafifa on Friday, Teich Shivas Yimei Avelosa, and not wait till Motzei Shabbos, because we pass him like the Shach, we pass him like Rashi, and therefore it's Takanas Chachamim to go ahead and to further wash on Erev Shabbos, and the Hainu to make the Chafifa B'yoyim, and not to Tuchit Shal Tainug, and that pushes away the Isser Rechitza of the Avela, since it's not like Avonis Tainug. So that's the second Afkamin Halacha L'Maisa. The second Afkamin Halacha L'Maisa is that on Erev Tisha B'Av, according to the Shach, there's a Chiv to go ahead and be Reichitz on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rav says better for Chatzais, because that's Ikaz Ma'achafifa. And in the case of the Savelos, when the world is going to be with Mitzvah Shabbos, which is the last Shabbos, last day of Shiva, so again, the Shach says that the right time for her to do the Chafifa. So the Gash Chaim says is that she should do the Chafifa on Friday. Kal v'chaymer, if a woman, I mean, the other Afbila would be Pashat, if a woman is pressured on Friday, how easy is it for her to push off the Chafifa totally until Mitzvah Shabbos? Again, according to the Shach, her Ikat HaKalos Chom is on Friday, and according to the Mechaber, the Ramon Nataz, then her Ikar Takanas Chachom is on Mitzvah Shabbos, and it'll be easier for her to go ahead and to leave everything for Mitzvah Shabbos. The Shach brings down that the Marashal was mistaken, that if a woman is unable to go ahead and to do the Minhag Kosher, to go ahead and start by Shkia and go till Tzeis, she should spend an hour doing the Chafifa. And the reason why the Marashal made this minig was that in many cities in Europe, so the mikveh was in the Ezes Noshim of the Shul. And when the women would want to go to be Chayfif, be Chayfif Achetechshach, at that time the men were coming for Mincha Ma'ariv, and there would be a Shtiklan Avshin Milsa. And because of that, there were some women who came and became a shtikal achzar and tznias, and there were others who partially would push off the tefillah till Mitzvah Shabbos, where the Mechabi says l'chatchila you can do everything at night. So because of that, the Marashal made a takana, and the Marashal said that the Shal says that the ata tiklus of the takana to chayif at night, and therefore she can go to the mikvah ba'if and sinua, then nobody will know that she is that she's going to the mikvah. And she should set aside an hour. And since she knows that she's setting aside an hour for this process, and rushing is not going to help her in any which way, because anyway she's set aside an hour for the chafifa process. So then she won't rush, and that'll take care of both Rashi's chashash of that she shouldn't be chayfif when she's mehumah lebeisa, and it'll also take care of the Shilta's is chashash that she'll be able to be tevil miyad after the chafifa, and that's a minigah poshet. If a woman needs her husband to babysit, or she was working late, or she can't get an appointment, so then the women are miyachid an hour to prepare for the mikvah, and that way they have both the maila of Rashi and the maila of Tesis. There is a minute that the Noshim say over. Doesn't seem to have a strong makar in the Paiskim, that even if she's going to do the Marshal's minig of an hour to do something mibayim, it's not the pshat if you start bayim, you don't need the hour. The minig is to do something mibayim. If I do something mibayim, that calls attention to the fact that we're starting early and there's not going to be a chashash that we're starting early and we have to make sure we do a good job and not to mehuma lebesa, so that we keep alive that din of chafifa b'yayim, the minhag kosher according to Rashi Nikra Adin, by doing something b'yayim. There is such a minig by the Noshim, and but that does not in any way take away from the hour at night. I mean, she spends 10 minutes during the day, maybe you only do 50 minutes a night. But I'll kuponim that it's not the pshat you stop a day, you don't have to do an hour. But that minig is again to make the mindsets of the din of chafifa begin. Just to mention a few more short points. The Piskei Tshuva brings that a kala who is going to the mikvah before her chasana, she may lechatchila be go to, do her entire chafifa at night, because again, since she's not married, there is no chashash of mehumah lebeisa, and l'chayr the same thing would apply to an isha whose husband is not home, and she's going to the mikveh without her husband being home, that she too would, it's a shayla of pisayd, if what she should do, if she's going to the mikveh, husband's not home, but akol panim, she's going to the mikveh when her husband's not home, so then it would seem, so then Pesach Shuvah says that she'd be chayful chatchila at night, because there's no chashash of muhum ulebesach. It's kind of interesting that Ramo in Kuf Tzadik Zayin brings a minig. It's not our minig of Pashtus, brings a minig that there were places which had a minig that if a woman was not going to the mikvah on the earliest possible time, they wouldn't let her go to the mikvah on Mitzvah Shabbos. Because since Mitzvah Shabbos, she has to go ahead and do the entire Hafif that night. The brings a minig that there was some mekaymis where they would not allow a woman to go to the mikvah on Mitzvah Shabbos unless her tefillah came out l'chatchila on Mitzvah Shabbos. And the reason is like this, that for her to go do the whole tefillah at night, that we're not going to let, because she's mehumah lebeisa. What we're mechayev her to do is that we want to, we're going to be chayshin sheshitas Rashi, and we're going to go ahead and be mechayev her to go ahead and to make the chafifa on part of the chafifa on Friday afternoon. So by allowing, whenever a woman goes to the mikveh on a Mitzvah Shabbos, so there's a shtickle b'di'avad d'gazach. Because Rashi will mechayev her to go ahead and to make the chafifa or part of the chafifa on Friday, which is not optimal because it's not samach. And we have to melt chashash b'humul abesa. So we are creating a b'di'evid dika situation. The hainu that would be marchik some part of the chafifa for the tefillah. To leave the whole tefillah for Matzah Shabbos is also not l'chatchila. Because then we have to take care of the b'humul abesa. So memela, the meaning in these b'kaimis was that bishlam, if it comes out on Matzah Shabbos, so then in a chanami. She can be telling Matzah Shabbos, what can we do? So like the abish to get fit. She has to go ahead and do part of on Friday, part of on Mitzvah Shabbos, she'll do the best she can. But to go ahead and push off to such a situation where we have to be marachik part of the Chifah and Tefillah, so the meaning in some Mekhaimus was that she's pushing off her Tefillah, she cannot push it off to Mitzvah Shabbos. The Taz, in Sivkotin, hey. Pirish, she'anu chayshim lepirish Rashi. We're chayshim lepirish Rashi that she has to be chayshim b'yoyim kaidin tefilas v'lai v'layla. We have chayshim for Rashi has to be chayshim during the day and not at night. And here it's be impossible chayshim Friday because of, but the afternoon before tefilah, because Shabbos afternoon she can't be chayshim. So what's left? So she has to be chayshim now on Erev Shabbos. Like the chafiv of Erev Shabbos is a harchaka from the tefillah. So even though b'diyevid we said that she can be chayfiv b'layla, but that's dafka v'tchal p'tilasa to do everything on Matzai Shabbos. But over here, where she's pushing it off, so we are not going to allow her to push it off till Matzai, to push her for tefillah to be tevilah on Matzai Shabbos, because not to put herself into a b'diyevid dika situation where we have to be marchik somewhat the chafifa from the tefillah. Just wanted to mention one more halacha, and that is that in our Gemara we have a situation where a woman is chayfif 2 days before her tefillah. Dahainu, that yontif is Thursday, Friday, she's going to the mikvah on Friday night, so she makes her chafifa on Wednesday for Friday. However, if she was going to the mikvah on Mitzvah Shabbos when yontif is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so there, we don't have any makar that a chafifa can be done on Wednesday for a Mitzvah Shabbos 3 days away. And therefore, b'chai gavna, she's mechuyif to do the entire chafifa on Mitzvah Shabbos to spend an hour on Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, the shach holds that even in such a situation, she should go ahead and do a partial chafifa on Wednesday, even though she still has to spend a full hour on Mitzvah Shabbos, not in mechalik between various Yom Tovim. The Sidur Torah argues and says, since she's doing a full chafifa Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no reason for her to go ahead and also do a chafifa on Wednesday for Mitzvah Shabbos. But al kol panim, that this al kolponim, we have to go ahead and do for Wednesday for Mitzvah Shabbos, even if she holds like the Shach and she does do something on Wednesday, she has to do a full chafifa on Mitzvah Shabbos. If it's only a 2-day yontif, the high yontif is an example, Tuesday, Wednesday, so then it's the same as a 1-day yontif, same day as Shabbos. She'll do the chafifa on Monday, go to the mikvah, half the chafifa on Monday, the bath on Monday, and the shower on Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the, that we have in the Makor in the Gemara. That Wednesday to Friday helps, 2 days away helps. So the bath on Monday will help together with the shower on Wednesday nights. But 3 days away, we don't have a Makor. And since we don't have a Makor, so therefore she'd have to go ahead and do everything on Mitzvah, the 3-day yontif. And according to the Shach, she should do a little bit of a chafifa on Erev Yontif Shalai L'chalik, and according to the Taira, she doesn't have to. A 2-day yontif is like just like a regular Shabbos, that we divide the chafifa, the bath on Erev and the shower on Mitzvah, and the mekor for such a zach is because the bath done Erev to the yontif is still effective on Mitzvah to the yontif. The same way, if the Mitzvah yontif would be Shabbos, so she'll do the entire chafifa on Wednesday for Friday night. So therefore, she's only doing half the chavifa, she's only doing the bath part, and she's looking at shower matzah yantif, avada, it's still effective, and avada, it still accomplishes a chelik of the chavifa, and then the halacha would be that l'chatchila, she should take the bath and erev yantif, and the shower and rikum on matzah yantif. Unlike a 3-day yantif, where she's mechuyif to spend an hour on matzah yantif, to go ahead to do an entire proper chavifa on matzah yantif.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.